We are joined here in the media center with the top field number one qualifier, Brittany Force. Her track record pass is 3.680 seconds at 326.32 miles per hour. Took her to the top of the category and also making her the first woman in 40 years to secure the number one qualifying position at this event since Shirley Muldowney. Brittany, talk about that stat and what that means to you to hold that title.
You know, I was shocked. My PR girl on the way up here after we made that run told me that. And that's insane that it's been that many years since someone, you know, we've qualified, a female's qualified number one. That just seems impossible because the ladies have been killing it lately. So I'm very proud to hold that record, to be able to put a number on the board like that. And with my Advance Auto Parts team, very proud. And but we're not done yet. We want to go out and win this race tomorrow.
Questions from the media?
Yeah, really good run in Q3, too. That's set up for this.
Really, I mean, coming out here, we've been struggling, the last two races. And the plan coming in here was to play it safe. And once we pick up that run and information from that run, we could, you know, build on that. And that's exactly what we did. You know, we've improved a little bit every single run, 90, 80, 71, and then, that last run. So I'm very proud of, the entire Advance Auto Parts team, David Grubnick, Max Savage. They gave me a race car. They told me it would, they told me it was going to do that. On that last run, Grubnick pulled me aside and told me it was going to be a fast one, so to hang on.
We talked last year, and you wanted to win last year. You seemed to be, last year was so much of a up and down year. Didn't go the way you wanted to. You seemed to be coming out of the gates, firing on all cylinders. How do you feel now, knowing that you want to win this one? How does that make you feel, making that pass going into Sunday?
You know, that makes a world of difference. We're sitting number one. It puts us in the best position possible, and we've had four solid runs down the racetrack. We pick up, we learn from every single one of those runs. So we really have the best shot out here. And again, I have to give it up to my entire team. And this place is a special one for me. I had my first win here back in 2016, and I've been coming here since I was a kid. So I love this racetrack, and I'd love to do it again.
Any other questions?
How different is it not have Fortney out here racing with you?
What's that?
How different is it if you not have Fortney racing with you?
It's definitely different not having her out here, but I mean, it almost feels like she's here. She's blowing up my phone, sending me pictures, asking me what's going on. She's, following on the NHRA feed, sending me pictures with her and Graham watching. So it almost feels like she's here, but she definitely misses it. I can tell that. I can tell you that.
Working with crew chief David Grubnick, how has that been so different? And knowing that today's cooler temperatures and this is kind of where he thrives, were you kind of expecting this type of run from him?
Absolutely. I mean, we saw what he did last season. He's incredible, and he really figures things out in these cooler conditions. Yesterday it was a little bit warmer, and he said today we should be looking good. That it was obviously the best setup that we had coming into today, and completely he delivered. Exactly what he said we'd do is exactly what we did, and I'm very proud to be teamed up with him. He's incredible to work with. I've never worked with a crew chief like him. He's driven one of these things, so it's a whole different world. Being able to talk to a crew chief that's actually driven one of these things, completely different, but it makes us connect on a different level.
Wonderful.
Have you learned anything, picked up any new nuances, anything that can help you as a driver to excel as far as getting off the starting line quicker or navigating down the racetrack?
Being able to talk to him, I think, is key. Again, because he's been in these things, he knows what the pressure's like. He knows what it's like when you go up there and you're staring down that bulb. And he's been there, he's done it all. So being able to have conversations with him, talk about, get advice from him. I'm lucky to have him.
Did he ask you to change your driving style at all? To adapt his tune-up?
Actually, no. He was more of the opposite. Yeah, I had to make a lot of changes. My routine I'm doing in the car. But when it comes to pulling up there to stage, he says, do what you want. Once we let you go, it's your decision. You do what you want. I'm not used to that. I'm used to being more restricted. So that's nice.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, and best of luck tomorrow.
You.